Not my first time at Stoop Storytelling, but the first time I put my name in the bucket. Let's see. I also thought about doing a funeral story, but I'm not going to do that. how about the first time I went out abroad, like out to a dance club? Because I went abroad in Uganda and Rwanda. I studied peace and conflict studies in college and studied a lot of genocide and post-conflict transformation and all of this very important stuff, I felt. And going out in Rwanda, wasn't prepared for that. So I guess it was a friend's birthday, and we prepared by getting ready, dressing up, going to the mall, because Kigali has a mall. You know, it's interesting. There's a big Western grocery store. So we went in and bought some Fanta sodas and then went to the liquor store down the street, bought a little bit of vodka, mixed that with our Fanta, sat in the food court, and got excited to go out. Excited. And a little bit drunk. And then we walked out and decided, we're going to catch moto. We're going to take a motorcycle taxi to this club because we're cool and this is exciting. So tried to flag down a moto, and I don't speak French, and I don't speak Kinyarwanda, and so bartering for how to pay to get to the club was horrible. 4 francs, 400, you know? Figured it out. Everybody gets a ride. We go to this club. Get to the front. There's a bouncer who is probably like double my height, double as wide, with a giant African pendant here of just the continent, which I found really interesting. I was like, okay, we're going to get in. And then I see that our professor is behind us and found out that my friend, whose birthday it was, had invited him. He's very attractive, very well-spoken professor that all of us had a crush on when we got there. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Troublesome, maybe. He had a friend with him, another married, older Rwandan man. So that was fun. We go in. He's with us. He's like, hey, guys, have a good time. Let's dance. Get a drink. He pays for it. We walk over to the dance floor. There's a wall of mirrors. And unlike in an American club where everyone's dancing together or there to like meet someone new and dance together, the Rwandan folks are dancing to themselves in the mirror, really watching themselves, totally there for the dancing. That's it. That was fun. So we all start to do that. Like, yeah, we're good. We laugh at ourselves because we look horrible compared to everyone else there. But then the professor comes over and starts dancing with my friend Taylor and with me. The friend starts dancing with me. I was like, okay, I don't know how many kids you have, but let's do this. Have a great time. I don't know. And my other friends, my three other friends who are there, get way too drunk. They're all, I guess, under 21. And I'm like, this is not the way that we should do this because we took a taxi here, single taxi moto. We all live in different parts of Kigali, which is a city of hills. And so various different hills throughout the place. We all have host families, and the host families are not into us going out. So we've all told lies to our host moms about where we're going to be. Oh, it's a mess. But Apollon, the professor, decides at the end of the night, after we've danced, me and Taylor with him and his friend, he'll take us all home. He'll figure it all out. But the bouncer guy who I saw with the pendant actually ended up also being my taxi driver. So I was like, double friendship with him. Apollon took everybody else home. Taxi driver takes me and Taylor home, and I was never let out of that host family again. My mama and Natalie said, time to sit down, have some dinner, we're going to bed at 10. But first time I went out in Rwanda. Pretty good.